Hey, it's our happy hour show. Welcome. This show, special mini podcast, is being recorded live on June 17th, 2013, from the SHRM Annual Conference and Exposition from the Dice Bloggers Lounge. My name's Steve Bo. So great to be with you. I am honored to be not only in person, in close proximity, if you will, with the co-host of the show, HR Happy Hour Show, Trish McFarland. Trish, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Also with us, with Trish and I, around the same table, the rectangular mini table, the other two brain trusts behind HR Evolution, which we're really excited about talking about today, Ben Eubanks. Ben, how are you?
I'm doing great, Steve. Good to be here.
All right. And Maddie Matt-Stalak, a.k.a. Bruno. Matt, how are you?
I'm doing well.
This interesting thing about HR Evolution I found interesting over the years is of the four of us who worked on the event the last few years, three of the members of our tribe here are parents of twins, which is weird and unusual and kind of fun, I think.
I don't
cool.
think it's unusual. I think you're the unusual one for not having twins. That's what it seems like to me.
So that's kind of a cool bond, and it's funny that it worked out that way. Like, and I don't know, this is kind of off topic. Like, I went to school, I was in kindergarten and first grade, and we had, like, a little small school in a small town I lived in, and we literally had, like, six or eight sets of twins, like, in our kindergarten in first grade. And they're, like, I wonder if there was some kind of weird New Jersey industrial sewage-related situation that caused all those twin births back then in 19... Well, a long time ago. Just leave it at that. So cool, guys. Sure, Manuel, what's happening? Matt, say congratulations to you. Can you talk a little bit about your work with your students at SHRM? Two things I'd like you to talk about which are interesting. One, certainly the award you won and were recognized for in the SHRM magazine today. And secondly, your sort of innovative approach to teaching where you incorporate the SHRM conference into your teaching.
Well, the SHRM student programs runs a merit award program each year where the student chapters have to complete a certain number of activities each year. And so the St. Norbert College student chapter earned the Superior Merit Award, but we're being recognized as one of the 10 outstanding chapters. The annual regular professional chapters have what is called the Pinnacle Award for innovative kinds of activities that chapters are doing. So this is the student recognition for this. So we tried to do an event where we created a sort of crowdsourcing of speakers for professional chapters.
All right, great.
So we were recognized for that. The second item is I'm here teaching actually.
Yeah, so you're here working the conference. And tell us about that class and how that works.
Students at St. Norbert have the opportunity to attend the SHRM annual conference for credit. So not only do they come and learn, they're actually getting credits toward graduation. They have to attend 19 sessions here over 4+ days.
Wow.
They have to meet with vendors and talk to them. And they have to write a couple papers highlighting what they learned, how it enhanced following into the HR profession.
That's
so
cool,
we have six students here doing this.
I love that. Now, that's a cool and innovative idea, and I love it. So I hope some folks steal that idea. Trish, I want to talk to you about your session. You spoke yesterday. I'd love for you, because your session and the idea for it was really cool and kind of innovative in its own right. So I'd love for you to maybe talk a little bit about that and why it was important to you and what sort of you thought about it.
Our session was really good. I did a session that was a pre-conference workshop. It was a four-hour workshop around employee engagement and recruiting strategy, ultimately. And I co-presented with Julie Moreland, who's the CEO from People Clues, and they are now part of People Matter. And Julie and I...
People first.
People
oh,
first.
Never mind.
No,
wrong. I apologize.
So Julie and I basically went through starting a business from scratch with these HR professionals and recruiting professionals. And for many people, they don't really have an opportunity in their work world to go through creating a financial strategy, how do you get funding for a new company, the marketing strategy and how that comes together, and then ultimately how that ties to your recruiting strategy and your overall running of the business. So they started with some just really fun exercises, working as a team. There were approximately 30 people in the room doing this. And they had to spend the first good hour really outlining what the business strategy and plan was going to be. And they're very shocked, I think, that you could sit down and do something from scratch. And so we spent the next couple hours really detailing that company and then learning how to apply those same measures to their current jobs and future jobs. And the last thing that was really interesting is we kind of tied it up and said, the same stuff that you would go through in creating a business plan for a make-believe company, you can do that really with any type organizational issue you're looking at. And it's really more of the process itself and how do you kind of break things down into manageable chunks. But you can really get quite a lot done in as little as 30 minutes because everyone feels like they're too busy to do something strategic and you're not. So I think that was the big takeaway, that strategy is certainly well within everyone's reach, no matter what your job title and the limited amount of time.
Yeah, and you had a really engaged crowd. We saw some of the photos, some of the video that you guys created in that session. And you can tell, right, that people, when given the opportunity, given the right framework, you know, it's exciting to think that way, to think a little creatively and think a little differently. So that was really,
And at 8 a.m. on a Sunday morning,
yeah,
to have people that engaged and at the end making buying videos and tweeting out about the event, I thought it was really good.
Yeah, yeah. So Ben Eubanks, let's turn to you, my friend. You're here at SHRM for your some number of SHRMs. I don't know how many. So tell us about what's happening for you at SHRM this year.
Meeting with a lot of vendors.
Well said, Ben.
Sorry. Well said. Meeting a lot of vendors and talking to them about things that I can actually take back to do for my real HR job.
Right. This is like a working trip for you too, to some extent.
Yeah, it's tough to try to balance because, you know, SHRM brings me here obviously to blog and share about the event and everything, doing a lot of things to support that. But I'm also trying to talk to people that can help me to do the right things for Pinnacle, where I work, and to do the right stuff there and help me to support our employees and managers.
Right.
So, are you seeing much on the vendor floor, things that you'd be interested in looking into in the future for the company?
I spent some time down there talking to the team at Achievers, actually.
Achievers. They're our good friends of the show, absolutely.
And they have a really neat software platform for recognition, employee, just the whole back end, basically, for sharing and getting that engagement. And after seeing it all, it was really interesting. And from, you know, the HR nerd, I mean, it's excited about it. But then I said, you know, I love it, but the problem is my managers won't use it. You know, they won't do something like that. How do you get around that? And it was neat because Stu, the gentleman who was doing the demo for me, said, well, look at this. And he pulled up a little leaderboard, and it shows which managers have been giving recognition to their employees most often. And he said, that provides kind of a coaching point for you to go down to the bottom of the list and, oh, look, you know, Steve is not giving his people as much as Matt is giving his people. So you can see, okay, what's different here? What's the break, and figure out how to coach them through that, hopefully, and to get that up. So
yeah,
sounds interesting.
Yeah, one of the things we see with some of these types of tools, recognition tools or wellness tools that are attempting to introduce gaming elements and competitions into wellness activities, to find that spirit of competition a little bit is certainly one of the drivers of adoption. And the Hope and Achievers do a really nice job, and the folks in the wellness space too as well, like Virgin Health, Miles, Kia's, and a couple of others, have really, over time, they've developed a lot of their own expertise and strategies around helping their clients, right, pursue effective adoption strategies that suit the needs of your company. I remember, I wrote about this in the HR executive column, or maybe not this one, but I remember hearing the story with, you know, a small manufacturing company that had adopted recognition technology, and, like, the people who had adopted it the most frequently or the highest rate of use were the guys you least expected it to. It was like the guys on the floor, the guys working the machines and the guys like pushing the iron around the factory floor, like even more so than the folks who are in the administrative jobs. So it's you never know, I guess, right? It depends on the organization. But
yeah, I was going to say also, I remember actually last year you wrote a post after SHRM on the Avanti Markets or whatever they are.
Yeah, remember those guys?
That's right, I do
because,
remember them.
When we look at the things like recognition and stuff, like the principles behind it always stay the same. It's just the tools and stuff get a little facelift, a refresh, a little more software in there. And then there are people like that. They're doing something radically different, brand new, that no one ever would have even thought of, you know, 10 years ago. So it's neat to see those two paths kind of the vendors. Everybody keeps saying, you know, are you seeing new things or is there anything good out there? And I like seeing these companies that say, you know what, recognition still works. We just got to find better ways to do it.
Right. Yeah.
And then the other ones are like, hey, let's chart a new path. Let's do something no one else has ever done before. And that's exciting to see.
I think that's why, you know, since Steve and I met with Equifax, they're sort of doing something along similar lines. They're trying to figure out how do you take the business information and knowledge you already have about your employees and weave that into recognizing them in a different way, really pushing the envelope and doing some different things with employees who have given access to their credit so that you could maybe incent them toward leadership positions, or once they've had good performance for a specific period of time, then you could have a different program based on
that. There's so much opportunity there to take advantage of that data. Equifax is doing a good job at it as well. Let's reset for 1 second. We just have a few more minutes because everybody's got to run off to do different things here at Churum, because this is like so busy when you're here. And this is HR Happier Show. Trish McFarland's here, of course. Steve Bowes, Ben Eubanks, Matt Stahl from HR Evolution are here. We're hanging out in the Dice Bloggers Lounge. You might be picking up a little background noise. Hopefully this won't be too loud, and we'll get it posted on the site pretty quickly. But, hey, we are also here, the four of us, right, to talk about our event, our little pride and joy, HR Evolution. So, Trish, I'll throw it to you. What's happening on the HR Evolution front for 2013?
So planning is going really well. We're just about 3 months out, a little more than 3 months out from our event in Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas on October 6th. We have all of our speakers just about set, so an announcement will be coming out in the next several weeks about that as we just make final confirmation calls. We're really excited about our sponsor for the event, Sum Total, and people should really check them out and start looking at, you know, the information that's posted on the HR Evolution site as well as our blog. They've been a great support so far, and we're really excited about that partnership. And also the partnership with LRP Publications with the overall event in connection to the HR Technology Conference. Obviously, they're a huge supporter as well, and without them, we can't do what we do. So it's really nice to see the community come together and help HR professionals who are trying to come to an event that can give them a little bit of cost savings.
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly right. I mean, I think this year we've got a great lineup of speakers sort of set up. We've got an awesome sponsor. I mean, there's some cool things. HR Improv is coming back. For folks who are at the event, HR Improv was probably my favorite, like, hour I spent in the last 3 years. Like, I mean, in terms of how much I laughed, you know, last year. So we're really excited about that. So tickets are for sale, of course. HR Evolution 13.
Eventbrite.com. They're on sale, $120.
Yeah,
with the short
talk about
fee. We have first 50 tickets have a discounted fee, and anyone who signs up for HR Evolution gets the largest discount code that you will find anywhere of $600 off your registration for the HR Technology Conference, which follows the next 3 days after HR Evolution. So check out HR Evolution 13.eventbrite.com.
Yeah. That's well said, Matt Stahler. Well said. Like, you had that pitch almost ready to read, which you did. And I'm looking right at you, and I know he was not reading from anything. That was right, strictly from memory. That's what you get when you're like a highly
high level professor.
A 2006
advisor of the year.
Advisor of the year 2006, still on his resume, which is, you know. I haven't repeated, though, I've seen. It's been a little bit of a drought from 2006.
You can only win so many awards each year. I shared it with my students this year.
You gotta let the other guys play.
Very good.
What else at Churum? I mean, I must admit, I haven't been to a lot of sessions. But I did see the speech this morning from Blake Mycoskie, the founder of Tom's Shoes. I thought was pretty interesting. I don't know if anybody else caught that. Pretty inspiring as well. Like, and Trish, you and I have talked about this in the past. Like, you know, organizations that have a mission, like your former experience in the hospital,
right,
and what Tom's Shoes is doing with that mission of trying to give back to those communities around the world. I mean that makes going to work not only seem so bad sometimes, I expect, right?
Right. Well, and I think employees know what they're there for, and it's all moving toward the same purpose. And sometimes in a company, it's very hard if you don't have that same sense of direction.
Yeah. So that was an interesting speech. Ben, did you catch that? Or
I heard some of it this morning, and the thing is about the mission thing. I work for a government contractor, and the work we use is like train soldiers and aviators, stuff like that, to basically defend our country. And it's the same kind of thing. You know, it's so important. Every little step, everything our employees do, we try to tie it back into that, because, you know, if you're late on delivery, it's late getting to those guys, you know, on the front lines, and it's really easy when you can tie that into your mission, giving them a clear line of sight for all of us.
Yeah, and I'd love to do a show. I know, Trish, you have to go, but I'd love to do a show sometime. Maybe we could set one up where, like, what about for organizations that don't have that mission? How do you build that mission? Like, what if you're, you know, just a random, you make, you know, pens, you know, to give out at conferences. That's your company's mission. it's hard to get too inspired by that, I think. And so maybe not. Maybe that's something we could chase down someday and do a show about that.
Yeah, I think that's where your employer brand and your recruiting strategy can be very creative on that front end and how you onboard people so that they do feel that connection from day one.
Yeah.
So that's really where those companies have to, I think, spend the time and the muscle is on that front end.
Yeah. I think it's tough. I mean, Matt, you're in education business, and there's always purpose there, right? So, like, you know, especially at the undergrad level, right? You know,
we're pushing vocation, trying to help people find the careers that they want to go into.
Yeah, yeah.
And their majors.
Yeah, it's inspiring, really. No, it is. I mean, I'm not. Yeah, I am sincere when I. It's like every speaker or every like rock star or comedian. They, you know, they're doing a show in Cleveland, Ohio, and they come out to the stage and it's like, hey, it's really great to be here. You know, it's like, but I. You know,
hello, Oh, Cleveland.
Right. Somebody told me today I should do the show or do the session later in a Chicago Bulls jersey or something. But
maybe Blackhawks.
I don't think that makes sense though because people come from all over the world to the show, so I don't think it's a Chicago audience. So, all right, Trish, I know you need to go. Ben, Matt Stolik, thanks for being here. Great HR Evolution Planning session today. Looking forward to that. Love doing the Quick Hit podcast. So maybe we'll try to do another one before Sherm's out. See if I can raffle up any more folks. I'll try to get this posted up on the HR Happy Hour site as quickly as I can. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you next time from the HR Happy Hour show.
Boom.